You are listening to the Tuesday Morning Show. I'm Heidi Holton with John Latimer. That, of course, is Minnesota's own Bob Dylan. And we're listening to Bob Dylan this morning because Eric Mann is with us. And we automatically think of Dylan when we think of Eric Mann. No, Eric Mann's the owner of Frame Up in downtown Grand Rapids. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah. Let's talk a little bit about what you have going on. But first, you know, I mean, I know we've been through going through this for years now with COVID, but how are things in downtown Grand Rapids?
They're steady.
Okay.
Let's call it steady.
Okay.
Yeah. People have definitely come back. You know, we got a couple restaurants down there. We're seeing a lot more traffic, I'd say, in the last 6 or 8 months. I hope those restaurant owners would agree with me on that. But
okay.
Volume of cars, they're definitely, people are back.
All right. That's good to hear. And we've been recommending all along that you shop local and support the local economy. That might mean gift certificates to area shops or that kind of thing. We would love to hear from you some ideas you have on gift giving of local items. You can text us at 218-326-1234. So, Eric, I am looking at a poster that has a beautiful painting of Bob Dylan.
Yeah, done by local artist Tom Page.
Yeah. So tell us what the story is with this painting.
So Tom and I, we wanted to do something neat, something cool, something positive. And we decided, well, Tom is this month for the first Friday going to be doing a huge exhibit at Frame Up for all musicians.
Oh, great. And that's this Friday.
This Friday, yep. Excuse me. Every painting will be a musician. So we kind of got this idea, well, let's do something cool beyond a first Friday. He's going to paint a picture of Bob Dylan, local icon. We all know who Bob Dylan is, right? I'll frame it. We'll raffle it off. We threw around a lot of different ideas for the prices of the raffle tickets and things. We settled on $5. So just about everybody, I hope, can buy a raffle ticket. If you want to buy 20, you can buy 20. yeah, seriously, come in, buy 20. 100% of the proceeds, that's 100%. Every single dollar that we get from a raffle ticket goes to the Grand Rapids High School Art Department for the purpose of buying art supplies. Tom and I both live in the art world, so it seems very fitting to give back to that world.
That's a nice concept. And I suspect that it's a bit like our phenology for children. You know, we get the kids on the radio; their parents are likely to come along. You get some kids interested in art, and ultimately, it may pay dividends.
I hope so.
Yeah, I do too. That's a great thought. And the picture is this the actual?
That's the actual piece on that poster. Yes,
it is a beautiful, beautiful portrait of Bob Dylan, and the of course Tom's. Artwork is second to none. He has mastered the technique, and he really, this shows his expertise quite well.
Well, yeah, he's good at what he does.
I'm going to put you on the spot because it's not always easy to put words to visual.
Okay.
How would you, Mr. I live in the art world, describe Tom Page's art
I would
style?
Say, now tell me if I'm wrong, you guys both know Bob Dylan as much, if not more, than I do. I'd say that would be a post-Desire Bob Dylan, right? He's done the what was that tour? You're going to get a caller that's going to correct me on this one. my mind has gone blank. He's got a nice white, crisp collared shirt on, harmonica around his neck, singing into the microphone, a little bit of a late 70s mane. Maybe just got off playing with the Traveling Wilburys. A nice orange and brown background. And the frame on that, fun fact, is the frame is not made of leather, but it is coated in leather.
Oh, cool.
Ooh, so nice.
Not every day you see a leather frame.
Boots of Spanish leather.
Boots of Spanish, thank
there
you.
There we go.
And how large a portrait are we talking here?
I'd say it's, 20 inches wide by about 16 inches tall.
So framed. you're not going to need an entire new addition to your home to
not
hang this. This'll fit right in.
Nope. It's big enough to draw attention, small enough to fit in.
Yeah.
And you'll feel like you are supporting the local community, because you are, and you're supporting the artists of the future. All the proceeds for this raffle for the Bob Dylan portrait painted by local artist Tom Page will go to the Grand Rapids High School Art Department for art supplies. If you want information on it, you can call us at 800-662-5799. What's the time frame on it?
We got about 2 weeks to sell tickets.
Okay.
So we're going to do the drawing right before Christmas. What a Christmas gift, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Hey, Eric, we are asking people about, you know, supporting local businesses, supporting local artists. I'm going to also put you on the spot. Tell me one thing in your shop that would be a good local present for someone to pass on to somebody else.
Earrings.
Ah.
They make great stocking stuffers. We've got probably 4 or 5 different artists that have been making earrings for us.
Okay.
Not necessarily just for us.
Right,
but,
right.
We're not exclusive by any means, but... big ones, small ones, bright and shiny ones, metallic ones.
There we go.
Nice little stocking stuffers.
Yeah, and you know, as I peruse, and earrings are oftentimes one of those things that I do buy for putting in the stocking. Nice price range too.
Absolutely.
You know, yep. You can come in there with a few dollars in your pocket and walk out with a set of earrings, or you can come in there and really want to wow your spouse or your lover or whomever, and you can lay down some real cash and get some really spectacular earrings as well.
Yep.
So lots of options.
Absolutely.
And You can buy your tickets at Frame Up in downtown Grand Rapids, McCroskey Art Center, Grand Rapids State Bank, as well as Brood Awakenings. We're hoping to talk to lots more businesses and people who make things. Coming up on Friday will be our Cavalcade of the Arts. We'll be talking about First Friday, but you've got Tom Page there and
correct
in the shop at Frame Up, and other portraits he's done of musicians.
Yes.
Like?
You know what? I haven't seen a lot of them.
Okay.
I just know from listening to Tom talk about all of these creations he's made, influential. So there might be some... I don't even know. I don't even want to guess because...
Okay.
You don't want to set
come and see who turns out
come
for the music.
Yes, it's a surprise guest list.
There you go. You're going to have to bring in all your CDs in order to cover.
I think so.
Well, thanks for coming in, Eric.
Yes, thank you very much.
Lovely to see you again. Thank you.
You're listening to the Tuesday Morning Show on KEXE, KBXE.